This is Sean with VoicesOfRacing.com. I'm speaking with Dennis Smithberg, and we're going to do a little bit of appreciation for a gentleman that actually introduced me to you. He's been in the business for about 65 years, worked with anybody from Tony Stewart to, well, a laundry list. I'm sure you know a lot of that laundry list, Charlie Patterson. So if you could kind of back it up to, where did you first meet Charlie?
Well, Charlie and I have been friends for years. Back in the 70s, Charlie was always at the Speedway and involved with different teams. And he had a business opportunity that he turned into a very lucrative opportunity that is called Gasoline Alley down through the streets south of the track. And that's really when we met, was in that period of time. And we were old farm boys, grew up baling hay and helping our uncles and dads, working on mechanical things. And we both learned to weld at an early age, and we've just always been gifted on being able to build things with our hands and see things in our mind and put them together. Charlie's way superior to me in that respect. He is just unbelievable skilled person. He can take anything and come up with an idea and build it without a blueprint. And he impressed so many people at Indy. He was with Foyt, Parnelli Jones, all through those 50s and 60s when a lot of these different drivers and crew chiefs, A.J. Watson, Clint Bronner, a lot of them, were on top of the George Bignotti. And they were very, very talented people. And Charlie learned from them early on, a lot earlier than I did. But we've become close friends, and we've got a lot of the same stories with the same people. And some stories can be told and some stories can't, just like any part of life, you're going to have that. But you hear a lot of stories from different ones, and that's the beauty of it.
Well, what's some fun ones of just you and Charlie being able to work together or being out of the track together, a few that just kind of really stand out?
Well, one of them was, I think it's okay to tell this. Charlie had a deal set up for Mario to sign to come to the Speedway with a car owner. And he was going to meet him in the bar at the Speedway Motel, which they tore the motel down a few years ago. It used to be right on the grounds there. And Mario didn't show up. He had everybody sitting there waiting to have Mario come in and sign. And Al Dean and Clint had been pushing Al Dean to sign Mario because Clint was going to all of the different races around and watching Mario progress and knew he was really an up-and-comer and was able to drive in about anything they put him in, whether it was a good car or a bad car. He'd find a place to get it around the track, and he was good in traffic. Well, Al Dean and Clint signed Mario, and then of course right away in 65 he was rookie of the year and champion all the way up through to 69 and the win. But Al Dean had died before that. But that's how Charlie viewed that Mario didn't quite do him right, because he was supposed to come and sign, and Al Dean jumped in the middle of it and got him first.
Wow. Well, what about some situations that just you and Charlie together, you know, out on the track or working on cars or coming up with new concepts or whatever, what's some of the stuff just you and he together?
Probably just strategy on races and tire mileage, when to pit, when not to pit. We do a lot of that talking about strategy anymore. We did work on several different things together with some suspension pieces years ago, in the 70s, and he was doing a lot of business things, and he'd sort of strayed away from the mechanical end of it by the 70s and was getting into these business opportunities. He was right there in Speedway, and he saw Brownsburg come to life and grow, and the industrial park and all these things have been growing, and he's capitalized on a lot of that. So we visit about that quite a bit anymore. But, yeah, we had some suspension pieces on a car that Eldon Rasmussen was rebuilding that we worked together on, and Eldon was a great welder, and he built a lot of exhaust systems for some of these cars. They were putting stock block Chevys in some of them, and there was a lot of personal fabrications going on. Charlie and I worked on some of that stuff, building headers and things like that.
Right. And you know, as far as how would you kind of describe Charlie in general, just his personality and how he's been in the industry and how people have perceived him and whatnot, and just, you know, how he's helped people grow?
Well, Charlie is a very personable person and a fun-loving guy, but he's true. If he tells you he'll do something, he'll do it. And I think people really recognize that in Charlie. And he's still got a whole neighborhood of fans and business people coming with things. I need you to build this, Charlie. I was with him the other day, and he built the drive shaft, and he even went down through town. Well, that's when you called him. Looked at the drive shaft under a car that they were having trouble with. And you wouldn't think a guy that age would have to crawl out under a car and work on it. He doesn't have to, but that's Charlie. That grandson was, his granddad was a good friend of Charlie's and helped Charlie get his start in racing too. And it was down on the other side of Avon. And that's when we got your call. But that's a real current experience. And I told Charlie, you don't have to do that, Charlie. And then he told me about his grandpa. I said, yeah, his family, isn't he? Yeah. But that's Charlie.
Well,
he'd drive to Iowa or where you're at if he thought he needed you were that he was needed.
And how I got connected to Charlie was he, basically a book author, had when I was at this author event, and I spoke about what we do as far as, you know, interviewing oral history and saving the voices and going through audio chapters like it's chapters in a book of their life, so you can access each one. And she goes, I got somebody, I think that you need to help save his stuff. And he was trying to get somebody to do his book, but I think if you did this with him, that it'd work. And we, like, to bring it up to today, we have done 18 segments. I got him published in Seniors Guide magazine a year later. And because of that publication and being online, the BBC, the British Broadcast Corporation, is now talking with myself and Charlie about putting together the first ever film that'll be the history of African American racing. And through Charlie working with Cheryl Glass. Yeah,
right.
and multiple other people, we're kind of teeing up individuals to hopefully make it a really well-rounded film. And they're talking BBC Europe, BBC US, and possible Netflix. So it's we don't know how big this is going to get, but I think Charlie's going to be able to have his legacy and legend live on. And it's been great being able to work with him over the years, and him being really supportive of what we're doing with Voices of Racing and saving those stories from the guys and them telling it so you can hear it how it was.
I have a little tidbit on Cheryl Glass. The Cheryl Glass car had a Hemi in it that is in Knoxville's Hall of Fame up in Knoxville, Iowa. And John Nelson used to have sprint cars, and he brought it back from Portland or Seattle. I don't know just which, but he was involved with that, and I helped him unload that up there at Knoxville. Went up and helped him unload it. He knew I lived close. And what a story. I didn't know about Cheryl until that day, and what a story. And now to know through Charlie that he was involved with Cheryl.
Well, he got her in the Hall of Fame. He got in the Sprint Car Hall of Fame.
Yeah, and I helped him unload it.
That's phenomenal.
Nelson had brought it back.
And so what would you like to say to Charlie directly?
Charlie, you're the best friend ever, bud. Keep up the good work and stay healthy and always keep helping people.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
All right, well, listen, I'm going to close this one out. We're going to do a little bit of the same version, but about Troy Ruttman, who won it in 52, the youngest to win the 500 even to this day.
Yes.
All right.